got to know her quite well, and Miss that owned the Smith plantation, I knew her real well, because every year she'd want me to come get her car, and she had two cars, and never did drive them, you know, because they didn't have any miles on them. But every year she'd, honey, come and get my car. I said, I've got some places to go. And the battery'd be dead because she hadn't driven, so I'd take it and either put a new battery in, charge a battery up, and I'd take it back. And she said, now, said, you have to come up and sit on the porch, and we have to sit in the rockers, and you've got to drink a Coca-Cola before you can leave. So every time I knew I had to do that when I took her car back to her. So.
Who were some of the other people that you knew in town?
Well, you know, they ran the Roswell stores, you know, and the bank and all, and I knew them, and the younger that owned all the funeral homes here that died back a few years ago, you know, he hung around with us. He was a little bit older than we were, all of us boys my age, but you know, we ran around together and did things together, and he didn't go to school in Roswell. His mother wouldn't let him go to school in Roswell. She made him go to North Fulton down in Buckhead. You know, she thought maybe that we would get him in trouble, you know, so I couldn't understand that then, but I guess, you know, she wanted to be around different people, so. And he's told me a lot of times that that's the only thing that I've really hated about growing up here, that I didn't get to go to school with you. You know, with y'all. So.
Do you know a lot of, are there still a lot of people around that you grew up with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's still a lot of people around that I grew up with.
And do you still see them?
Mm-hmm.
And where do you see them?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, I had a guy that, I went to school with, we were good friends, and he came by to see me, and he said, I've retired now, and he said, I will take a day every year, and I'll go around and see all my friends, you know, and just happened. But, you know, I bump into him at lunch a lot of days. I see people that I went to school with that I haven't seen since school, you know. There's a little place in town we all meet, and we have a long table. It's called the Southern Skillet, and food's not that good, but you know, we go there, you know, to talk and reminisce about old times and all. So, but I see a lot of it then.
When you were in school, integration was sort of a large historical event. What happened here in Roswell with that?
Well, as long as I was in school, we didn't have any integration, you know. You know, the blacks, they had their school over, kind of across the road from Mimosa's, back over the section where they lived. And you know, we knew a lot of them, and, you know, we got along real well with them. And we might have had a rock fight or two, you know, along the way, you know. But, but we got along real well. And because, you know, most of them were real nice people, hardworking, nice people.
When you were younger, were there restaurants here in town? Now you go to the Southern Skillet.
We had the City Cafe. It was run by a man named Lois, and it was down kind of across from the Roswell store, and there was another guy here that Bill, he was always in the restaurant business. He had a little hot dog stand over on Mimosa, and that was about the extent of the restaurants. Now, there was one more up in the, what we called Uptown. It was run by